sunflower seeds, right?
Yeah.
Why is it, because, what, like the big brand, was it David? Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Big brand David sunflowers. And
there's David sunflowers.
David sunflowers, okay. Right?
Yeah.
I've eaten sunflower seeds my whole life, right?
Okay.
Their quality has dropped tremendously. Okay?
That's a lot of things. And I really believe that has a lot to do with like the environment.
Okay.
Because if you really break it down, sunflower seeds get a lot of sunlight and they need a lot of water.
Right.
If you don't have a lot of...
It's not that though. Because I've eaten that brand, right? And their sunflowers are like... the normal ones are what? They're salted, right?
Yeah.
But most of them are burnt on the inside.
Okay, then yeah, that's just overcooking.
Yeah.
I mean...
Now, other brands like... Biggs, that's the ones I get. Their sunflower seeds are amazing. You ever had them? Like,
no.
Oh my god, like their sunflower seeds are like
huge.
Not huge, but they're like perfect, dude. They're like, oh my god. Like that's the only brand I get now. And they have like other flavors, you know what I mean?
Right.
But like, what the heck? Like,
oh, I need to look this up.
Like,
go ahead.
David is like, you mean?
What happened? It's look at it like McDonald's. Whenever McDonald's first came out, their hamburgers were good. 69 cents. Everybody wanted them because it was nice, fresh, homemade hamburgers.
Even when I was little, like a Big Mac was bomb, dude.
Oh yeah. Like compared to now, where everything is it's burnt. Like,
it just comes back to burnt.
I wouldn't even say that it's burnt. I don't even know if it's real food, honestly. Right. I mean, look at their fucking signs. It says over X billion served. It's all like, dude, how in the fuck you serve that many billion people? I know we ain't got that many cows.
Yeah.
let's be honest.
That pink slime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's delicious. False advertising, 100% beef. It is not real, guys.
No.
But, yeah, like, I remember the Big Mac. Like, you got a Big Mac before?
Yeah.
When's the last time you got a Big Mac?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even want to think about it.
No? Okay.
I was young.
Okay. But the last time I got a Big Mac, which was, like, probably a couple months ago, right?
Right.
It's so sad. the bun is, like, overcooked, right? It's brown. Like, it's, like, dark brown.
Right.
Right? And... they only put sauce like on the bottom. Like there's three buns, right?
Yeah.
They only put it on the middle bun on the bottom and then the lettuce and then the patty. Right. The top bun, there's nothing on that.
Right, which it was reverse.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
You know what I mean? Like it would be more sauce on that and then like the cheese or something and it'll keep it together.
Right.
You know? Now it's just like whatever. Like,
no, my favorite thing
lettuce
is
lettuce and put it together. Here you go. You know what I mean?
I've noticed that this not only happens at McDonald's, but basically any fast food restaurant that sells burgers, whenever they give you a bun and then they take the patty and put it one third of the way off the bun and then put everything else. Like it's, and it's a fucking line of a hamburger. So you got to like kind of slide it together like a deck of cards.
It's true. You know? So true.
I understand.
Let me slide this together.
Yeah. Like, were you seriously pulling that paper so fast?
Like, what are they trying to do? Like, display it, like, in layers?
One of them exploding diagram.
Okay. But sometimes they mess up your burger so much where they, it's like, you know, like the mac sauce.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's so much mac sauce.
It looks like they poured like a cup on there and then threw your hamburger in a puddle.
Yeah.
Whacka. I just want to see how big of a mess I could make before I put it, like wrapped it up in this bag. And then after they wrap it up in their little wax paper bag bullshit, they do it in the perfect way. So where they roll the sandwich it sends that sauce all the way around the outside of the top of the burger, not the bottom, yeah. just the top, you know, where most of your fingers are to hold this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tim, this one's for you. I'm looking at beef jerky on Amazon right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What kind?
What kind? See, this is why I'm talking to Tim right now. Me and Tim were a break, and he was talking about, I get packs of jerky from Amazon.
He does?
Yeah.
I've heard this before.
Yeah. And I was all like, oh, well, what kind do you get? And he's all like, what do you mean, what kind do I get? I'm all like, what do you do? Teriyaki? Or he's all like, no, I get different animals.
On Amazon?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's all like, yeah, I get ostrich and...
On Amazon?
That's what I'm looking up right now. Yeah. Because I will...
By the way, not sponsored, but on Amazon?
Yeah. I'm looking up beef jerky in bulk. Okay, guys. Jerky bulk. Hell yeah.
So there's different animals. Is there a gator?
This is...
Why am...
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I'm going to Amazon, too.
I...
What?
Perky jerky.
Perky jerky.
Perky jerky. I am not sponsoring this. Somebody actually has perky jerky as the... It's perky jerky turkey jerky. Do you see it?
Yeah. Genius.
Horish?
Maybe. There's mountain maple, pork, sea salt and pepper, sweet and snappy, and then tasty teriyaki, which is vegan.
Hey, there's bison jerky. Oh, yep. 15-piece game jerky. All right, let's see what kind of brands that it has. Alligator, elk, buffalo, kangaroo, and ostrich, pheasant, venison, wild boar.
Baja beef jerky. Keto friendly. Okay.
No way. Why would you? Oh my gosh. That is such a waste of money.
What, vegan?
No. Vegan beef jerky isn't beef jerky. That's called leather.
Leather? Well, that's what it is.
No. Wagyu beef. You know how much a Wagyu steak is, right?
Very expensive. Yes. I never tried it, but I want to.
They make Wagyu beef.
Jerky?
Yeah.
That's a waste.
That's what I'm saying.
Why would they do that?
That's silly.
Now, tuna jerky. I do that.
I don't know how that would work, honestly.
Wild caught ahi tuna.
Yeah, see? Here you go.
I do that. Because I like...
Epic.
Wild caught. Alaskan salmon? I don't like salmon, though.
Yeah, there you go. See, check that shit out.
Oh, there they are.
Well, this is one. This is he said that this is how he finds it online. So I'm not real sure if this is it.
Okay.
But.
Damn it, man. I want beef jerky.
I want alligator jerky. We should go to Florida and shoot an alligator in the face.
You said we're allowed to do that? And we have like a license?
Yeah.
Well, there is a, like I seen on TV where they go and shoot alligators and they mm-hmm. eat them.
Yeah.
I do that.
I mean, we just got to find the right state to go to, honestly. Like, I know Louisiana is pretty big on
have gator. Alligator taco.
That'd be nice. Different. That'd be yeah. different. Yeah. All about the new foods.
Right.
New and different foods. I owe Yuli sushi. I've never had it.
And he's never had sushi before, guys. What the heck?
It happens.
But you had wasabi before? Yes, you have.
I love fucking wasabi.
Oh, you're going to like sushi then? Yes.
My stepdad, he didn't like wasabi.
He told me about that. Why would he? No.
Well, whenever you tell somebody, hey, just dip your chopsticks in there and that's good enough, you'll be all
They're
right.
They're like, oh, no, I can handle this.
No, I got this. That's like somebody saying, I can eat 10,000 habaneros and they get through two and they're all like, my asshole's on fire. Why is it like this?
Kind of like people say, oh, I can eat a spicy pepper. They're like, here's Carolina Reaper. Oh, I can do that. Okay.
Like,
no fun.
I like hot stuff, but I don't like scalding my mouth. That's how I feel about that.
Right. Anyways, happy Halloween.
It's not Halloween yet.
Oh, we're in the month of Halloween. So
we're in the greatest month ever.
Are we? October?
Fuck yeah.
What? Explain.
Toilet paper people's houses and shit, man. Don't do that. That's against the law. It's called vandalism. Sorry, guys.
Do people still do that?
I don't know.
I want to do that.
I wouldn't recommend it nowadays just for the simple fact
that... Can we toilet paper your house?
My house? Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah? I'll buy the toilet paper.
My mom will kick your ass.
No. That'd be funny, though.
No. Shit. I'm the one that cleans all that shit up anyway. So... Yeah, we've had 10 people look.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I like about this right here. It shows views, and then obviously,
yeah,
nobody's bought it. But I'm gonna buy something. Matter of fact, whenever I go home, I'm gonna have you stop by the bank. I'll throw some cash in there. And
okay.
I need a new hoodie. This is beat up. I bought a belt yesterday.
A what?
A belt.
Oh yeah, finally. Oh man.
That's probably the quickest I moved on something. Broke my belt. One day without a belt pissed me off. The next day I bought a belt. Took it out of my my savings fund.
Halloween movies. Do you have any?
Wishmaster.
I haven't seen that.
I know. You need to.
Yeah.
Wishmaster 1, 2, and 3. You want to watch a decent scary movie that has some fucked up shit in it?
Kind of like Hellraiser?
Hellraiser's Hellraiser. You okay. Can't compare to
compare
that.
Compare it? No?
Yeah, no. That's wait, that's Wishmaster a tool video on fucking steroids.
Yeah. Wishmaster is the one where you said...
Okay, so the Wishmaster is a djinn.
Uh-huh, okay.
It's basically... A djinn is a genie that is an evil genie. Yeah, djinn is an evil genie. Mm-hmm. So basically... There's this gem, and somebody finds this gem. Well, the djinn lives inside the gem. He lets people have wishes, and that's how he gains his power. Well, the best example is in one of the movies, this girl tells the djinn, I want to be beautiful forever. So he lets her be beautiful forever by turning her into a mannequin.
Mm,
you see okay. What I'm saying? So it's... He grants you your wish, just not in the way that you want it to be. Like
he grants it, but in a messed up way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I want to see that. Wishmaster.
She wanted a roommate who could
collection help. On Blu-ray.
Is it three or four?
Four films.
Yeah. Okay.
$22.
Dude, they're all pretty good.
I'm getting it's. Right.
Okay, guys, whenever I say a pretty good movie, as I reiterated at the beginning of the podcast, I don't watch TV. I don't watch movies. Yuli asked me about the movie Parasite. He loaned me this movie damn near a year ago, whenever it first came out. Whenever Parasite came out, he loaned me the movie 3 days later. I still haven't watched it. It's sitting on my entertainment center at home.
When did that come out?
Beginning of this year.
Oh, beginning of the year. Holy crap. I don't care.
So.
Wishmaster.
Whenever I say a good movie, I usually talk about a movie that is pre-2010. So I apologize. My movies are kind of garbage. I like the old school ones like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that came out. Yes, it was nice. It was nifty. It was neat. But I really, really like the 80s version of it. All three of, well, two was okay. But, wait, no. Two was a good one. Three was eh. Really miss, like, the good old Disney movies, like The Mighty Ducks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff like that. Something that shows camaraderie.
I just watched, it's not that good of a movie, but it's a classic. Hocus Pocus Halloween.
What you talking about, dude? I just watched that on Friday. Oh, really?
Yeah. I just watched it like a couple hours ago.
My nieces came over Friday.
Oh, okay.
And I watched that with them. So
nice.
Watched the Addams Family today during dinner.
Nice. You know? Okay.
So
yeah, old classics, old Disney classics are really good, man.
Once again, that right there, I highly believe 2010 Disney shit their pants, and now they're walking around with shit in their pants, like all the way around, because Mulan isn't the real movie. After they made the new Lion King, but that was sucked. Garbage.
Which one? Like,
the new Lion King.
Oh.
Because they took all the musicals out of... Dude, whenever it's you not, talk about Disney movies, you're talking a musical. Like we were talking about that new Chucky. Chucky is not a fucking AI. He's a possessed
I feel bad spirit. For Chucky. No. Like, that's not
the what AI Chucky one?
Is. Yeah.
That's a new movie.
Yeah, I know.
That is not Chucky. They should have just named it like again, Billy if it or was, something. You know?
If it I mean, was... If I didn't know about Chucky, it's a good movie, right?
Okay. You know yeah, I could understand.
But that. I know what Chucky is, and I know how exactly. Chucky became Chucky.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, like, if I was 7 years old, or I was 6 years old, whenever the new Chucky came out, that would...
I just bought it.
Oh, my gosh. Which one is it?
Wishmaster Collection.
Oh, the whole on Blu-ray. Collection. Nice.
It was $22, and then... On Best Buy, it was like $50. The heck,
man! Best Buy.
Yeah, I know. Anyways,
shit,
Chucky.
Oh yeah, yes, but yeah. If I was 5 years old and the new Chucky came out, and I heard somebody say, "Oh well, how'd you like the new? How'd you like the Chucky?" You know what I'm saying? How'd you like Chucky the movie or whatever? Right. They're gonna be like, "Oh well, it was okay. It was crazy him being an AI and blah blah blah." And if you're talking to somebody like me that's 20 years older than you, I'm gonna be like, "Motherfucker, he was a fucking ghost. He was a spirit. He was psychotic serial killer.
He was
killer.
A real person, basically. Yeah. He was a real murderer, yeah. right? Psycho. Yeah,
it was actually based on him. Well, that's just like American Psycho. That movie was based on a
right.
real."
I like the one with Mila Kunis. Just
yeah, Mila Kunis is fucking sexy.
But yeah. Yeah, dude, like, the purpose of Chucky is, you know, when he puts his soul or whatever into that doll, that's what made Chucky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's Chucky. I mean...
That has, like, the paranormal...
Exactly. You know, yeah. Well, and because of AI and the day and age that we live in, we don't believe in ghosts anymore. You know, what the fuck is a ghost? I mean, it has to be AI now. See my fucking drum set start playing by itself. That's AI, dude. That's AI. That ain't a ghost, you know.
Yeah.
Got fucking Neil Peart sitting behind the drum set or something, you know. Hey, love him, by the way. I am not talking shit about Neil Peart, one of the best drummers ever. Rest in peace.
His drum set at Sweetwater? Oh, my God.
Neil Peart's?
Yeah.
Just he, anything there was two of them Neil
a couple
Peart.
Years ago. There was two of them on display. Oh my God. I wanted to touch because he had the gold chrome hardware.
Right.
Damn. You've seen Sleepy Hollow, right?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
Love him as an actor. One of the greatest actors ever. Very, very underrated person.
Yes, he was. In my opinion, that's his best movie. Ever. I love your face. You're like, no.
I kind of want to like... Have you ever watched The Wall Junkies?
Look. No.
Dude, I'm gonna go through,
I love that
like,
movie. I okay. love that movie.
It is. It's a really, really good movie.
Hear me out. In Sleepy Hollow, he is Sleepy Hollow, right?
Yeah.
He has no lines in the whole movie. Right? And he's the greatest actor in that movie. He's
like extremely ominous and shit.
Yeah, like he's like cause when he comes on the screen and everything, like you're like, whoa, look at this guy. You know what I mean? Like, he is... That's his best movie. That's it. That's the greatest achievement for any actor right there. With no lines and just pure acting like that. Yes. Greatest movie. But Pool Hall Junkies, I love that movie.
Okay, so you have seen Pool Hall Junkies.
Greatest pool movie. Sorry, billiards movie ever.
Let's see here.
I like the joke when he... What does he say? When he's trying to get that job, right?
For his old lady?
No, he's trying to get the job at selling RVs or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he bets him... what does he bet? Like...
He bets the job that
he bets the boss.
Yeah, he bets that guy. He's all like, I bet you I can tell you where you got your shoes.
Yeah.
And that guy was so happy. You'll never guess where I got my shoes. I got them on a cruise in the middle of the Pacific, blah, blah, blah. And that motherfucker looked at him and said, I didn't say where you bought them. I said where you got them. And you got them on your feet right now. Fucking genius.
And he walks away.
That was genius.
Oh, man. And he got the job.
Yeah, see, that's another good movie. Last Man Standing. Christopher Walken's in it. Homeboy. Another Christopher Walken. Holy fuck. Actually, let me just do it like this. Christopher Walken movies. Yeah, nah. Nah, that right there would have to be probably one of Christopher Walken's greatest movies right there.
Which one?
The Deer Hunter, 1978.
Never seen it.
Dude, if you want to talk about Vietnam War movies.
Okay,
so basically it's a squad of guys that go to Vietnam and the war's over. They all come back. I can't remember. Okay, there's Christopher Walken and what's the other guy's name? William Dafoe. William Dafoe's in it. Robert De Niro.
It's a big cast.
It's an all-star cast.
Well, back then it wasn't really, but now it's like these big name actors all in one movie. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. You got Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, John Savage, Meryl Streep. Let's see here. I'm trying to... A lot of these people are dead now. Seriously. I could have sworn that there's a couple other guys in here. But anyway, it was four friends. They always went on a hunting trip. Same time every year. Well, it was either William Dafoe or Christopher Walken. They leave one of them over in Vietnam.
Leave them over there?
Yeah. Well, years later, they go back to try to bring him back to the United States. This motherfucker's in some weird Vietnam den playing Russian roulette with other people. And then they try to pull him out and shit, and he freaks out and he starts killing them. And whenever they go back, one of them ends up committing suicide. Dude, it's a gnarly story. It's really, really good story about how war mentally fucks people up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happens whenever you get left behind as a prisoner of war and you think your country forgot about you because it's like 20 years later when they go back to get them. You know what I'm saying? So,
sure, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I like the older movies. I don't know. I can sit there and watch black and white movies.
I remember you saying something about Warlock.
The Warlock?
Yeah.
That's another good 80s movie.
There's three of them, right?
Yes. Okay. Dude, in all
there's
honesty,
a bunch of collections, like Waxworks.
Waxworks. That was like...
What's Chopping Mall?
Chopping Mall? I don't know.
Leprechaun, the complete movie collection.
Okay, like the first and second one were scary. After that, they basically made the motherfucker into a joke, dude. Like, for real.
The first one is with... what's that girl's name? Jennifer Aniston.
How in the fuck are you gonna forget Jennifer Aniston's name?
I was like, wait, what's her name? Yeah. Oh yeah, she was young.
The only woman that
it's on Prime Video.
I swear she might have sold her soul to the devil to stay as sexy as she is. Dude, who in the fuck doesn't change for 40 years? She might have one wrinkle out of place. She was on Friends.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, she's on Horrible Bosses. I remember that scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's hot.
I ain't even worried about that one. I'm thinking We Are the Millers, bro.
Oh, I just saw that too.
Have you seen that scene?
That's on Hulu. Yes. Oh, man. The Switch. The Breakup.
That's another one.
Marley and Me. Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Did they get bigger? I don't know. I can hit rewind on that.
She's
part.
She's like, look at them.
And then she starts jumping up and down. Yeah. It's all like, oh my God. Do you not realize you just made like 40 13-year-old boys walk out of the fucking movie theater all at the same time by doing that? You know?
Oh, man.
Hell, this is Chris.
Before we go, just a quick question. Who's your celebrity crush?
Who is my celebrity crush? I
have two. What's yours?
I mean, damn. See, I wish it was like a top three.
One for now. And then,
one for now?
Yeah. I'll do two because I have two.
We already said both of them today. Both of mine. It's Mila Kunis and fucking Jennifer Aniston. Like, really? Jennifer Aniston's like my number one. I've been staring at that woman like damn near my whole life, bro.
Okay, my number one is going to be Kate Beckinsale. Right?
Whenever she's wearing leather pants, yes.
Yes, true. And then it's Jessica Biel.
That's not one of my favorites.
Well, it's just for me. I don't know why.
I don't blame you. I mean, you know? But then again, I like Michelle Rodriguez. I'm just saying.
Hey, you also like...
I like a lot of people.
Jessica Alba.
I'm a fucking hooker.
Jessica.
Okay. Yeah.
You like Jessica Alba, man. Yeah.
Which she is technically not an actress anymore. She does not act. She designs clothing and all kinds of other neat shit.
I didn't know that.
For a lot better causes than the movies provide.
She's actually in a horror movie on Netflix that I haven't seen, right?
I don't know.
Something is called Diabolica or something. I think. I'm not sure.
That sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
I was going to watch it. It's on my list. Kate Beckinsale and Jessica Biel are not in a movie.
I will say this. I am extremely happy about Netflix.
Why?
Well, okay, so... There's a pro and a con.
Okay.
Con, they're not doing free trials anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Netflix is now not doing free trials anymore. The pro, they're starting to bring out all the good movies that they would never show before. Like, Dodgeball's been out for years. Mm-hmm. Netflix would never play that, even though they had the rights to it. You could run it through their rental service or whatever, but you couldn't get it on the streaming.
Why?
Because of the free trial. Because people would get the free trial, watch all the good movies, then they'd cancel their subscription. Makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Like, from a business aspect, I understand why they did it.
Right.
But they took away the free trial, and now they're given all the better movies. Like, instead of the C-rated movies or the foreign films, they're doing A-rated movies and A-rated foreign films. I really like that. And they added a fucking shuffle to their shit. That's all I care about.
No way.
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
Dude, I got on my box the other day.
Then again, I'm not like really on Netflix all the time, but
oh yeah,
I do that. Well, they used to have that a long time ago.
Yeah.
When they first started.
But you know yeah.
It would be like a, not like a shuffle, but like a recommendation. They would give you like
yeah, see, this ain't a even list. A recommendation. Like, okay, so you pop up with your, it'll say, like, profile.
Mm-hmm.
Right underneath that, it says play something.
Oh, okay.
You click on that, and then it plays randomly. That's like if you were flipping through your TV or something. You see what I'm saying? So they're trying to eliminate Comcast. God damn it, must hurry up with this satellite internet. For real, dude. Like, he's going to have global That's what he's been working on.
Did you say Elon Musk?
Elon Musk. That's why. That's one of the main reasons. You haven't heard about that?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm about to drag this motherfucker out for about another half hour.
No. We'll save it. I mean, we'll save it for next time.
Here, write it down on something.
I will.
Elon Musk. Internet.
We'll start with that next time.
Yep.
Elon.
Look at what the name of it is.
Internet.
That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Starlink on our next show.
Starlink.
What's that sound like? We were talking at it at the very beginning of the fucking Terminator.
Skynet.
Skynet AI. We have Starlink by Elon Musk. And just a Wikipedia overview. Starlink is a satellite internet constellation being constructed by SpaceX, providing satellite internet access. The constellation will consist of thousands of mass-produced small satellites in low Earth orbit, working in combination with ground transceivers.
So is Elon Musk going to be the start of Skynet?
I think the AI that's running Elon Musk is. Because I honestly think he might be a robot. Think about it. The technological advances that this man thinks of, has put into place, and has acted upon.
That reminds me of...
He might be a fucking robot. I'm just saying.
That reminds me of the movie called Upgrade. Have you seen that? Where the AI takes over his body.
Oh. See, I was thinking about the other one where they're taking a pill, and it's making them fucking faster than superhumans. I can't remember what movie that is.
On Netflix?
No, it ain't on Netflix. Mm.
What movie is that?
I can't remember.
You let me know.
It has, if I'm not mistaken, it has Ryan Reynolds in it. He's taking like a blue pill. Or somebody that looks like Ryan Reynolds. Shit, it's been... I don't fucking know.
A blue pill. I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, let's do an outro.
Yeah. So, this is Chris.
My name is Yuli.
This is... The Uncommon Sense Podcast. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and we'll see you next time.
And if you have any questions,
comments, concerns,
you let us know on our Gmail, uncommonsense102020, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hopefully we can get Facebook, Instagram, that kind of stuff set up.
Oh, yeah, and we'll be...
Within a month or so.
We'll be letting... actually, there'll be a link to our... new merch store in the description below. If you guys want to check it out. Sorry,
the header looks like shit, guys. Give me a break. But we're going to work on it. We'll get it all situated. I was kind of hoping to have this all set up before 100 listens, but I think you guys are going to beat me to the punch, honestly, which is wonderful in my eyes.
Right.
But
if you guys want to check that out,
cool beans. Check the link in the description, because I cannot remember what the fucking...
It'll be down in the description, because I don't know what it is either.
Well, it's as soon as we get it figured out, like I said, as soon as I start making money with it, we're... the store will move from the website that we're using to an actual website that's going to be ours, and hopefully we can just direct all of our traffic through that. And that'll help us out.
Sounds good.
Got to do a little bit of homework and more research. Love it. Right. Love it.
All right, guys. You guys have a good night.
Yep. Peace. Happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Happy Halloween.
I'll say that all this month. That's serious.
All right. Peace, guys.